All right, a report regarding the possible future of the space will be presented to the Community Planning Committee this morning, or yesterday, actually, it was done. We're talking with the Wanderers Block on the Halifax Common, the focus of a meeting at Halifax City Hall on Wednesday. Joining me to talk about all this, Howard Epstein of the group Friends of Halifax Common. Howard, thanks for joining the show. We appreciate it.
Pleasure to be here.
Okay, so at issue here is the stadium, and look, this talk of a stadium continues to come up from time to time, and it's made its way into the news cycle again. $40 million is the ask for a facility for the two soccer teams. What are your main objections here, Howard?
So the Wanderers Block is part of the Halifax Common. It always has been, and it's always been a venue for a whole variety of amateur sports all over the years, whether it's sprinting or baseball or soccer or rugby. But the proposal here, essentially what's happened is Mr. Martin's come along and said, hey, I've got an idea. There's a nice piece of public land sitting there. How about the city helps buy me this land or leases it to me for 30 years? And puts $40 million into it in order to do that. So that's pretty well outright privatization of what's supposed to be public land available for everybody. And that hasn't been the case. So that's the main problem. The other problems, of course, are that the Wanderers Block is home to all kinds of other uses. There's the Lancers. There is the Lawn Bowling Club. There is a small youth center there. The Gardens wants a little bit of that space. The city itself uses some of that to support its landscaping needs around the city. And so there just isn't enough room. As one of the councillors said at the committee yesterday, they're trying to shoehorn an awful lot of uses into a very small piece of space. So we object partly on that grounds and partly on the basis that this essentially would be a privatization of public space. And I offered to the council a parallel. Let them think about this.
Okay.
Suppose I came along and said, hey, I've got an idea. Why don't you sell me the public gardens or lease it to me for 30 years?
It never happened.
It never happened. It wouldn't happen because the control of that would shift to me as a private individual and away from the city. And I would start saying who could come in and who couldn't and what they'd have to pay and so on. And this is not just a bad financial deal for the city if it were the public gardens. It's been a bad financial deal for the city already on the Wanderers Block. And it would only get worse. We know from studies all over North America that the cost of sports stadiums is just enormous, 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 and it becomes a long-term burden on the taxpayers.
Yeah.
So we're looking for that not to happen.
Is that a fair apples-to-apples comparison, though, the public garden and the Wanderers Ground? I mean, the public garden is a jewel in the city, which everybody knows, and the Wanderers Ground is a kind of a sports field that not a lot of people go to other than for soccer.
Sure, use sports. No one's against sports, and certainly no one's against amateur sports. No one's even against professional sports. The issue is the location. And what we're saying is that if Mr. Martin and his for-profit soccer teams want to have a location, they should go and buy one. Somewhere. I mean, there are lots of locations that are probably, in fact, better locations on the outskirts of the city.
Not according to them, obviously. They claim that this is the ideal location because it's on the peninsula where there's a lot of people, younger people, and they love that location.
Uh-huh. I've been, I think, fairly closely also in touch with public opinion, and I think public opinion is really not in favor of this so strongly as Mr. Martin suggests, or in fact at all. You've got to start thinking about things, whether what we want is a big stadium in the middle of the city that will attract more car traffic. City seems to have policies against that, but they don't really seem to follow through. If we want a stadium, is it just going to be for sports? Is it going to be for other things? There has to be some flexibility built into it. That's a whole other discussion entirely apart from the location of this. And there's no real benefit to anybody particularly apart from the owners of the soccer team to have this facility right there. It's convenient for them, but it's especially convenient only if the city puts in Mr. Martin's words, $40 million and gives it to him for 30 years with control over what goes on there.
Now, you mentioned car traffic. It's not an issue right now, and they're selling out regularly, 6,500 people there, and there doesn't seem to be an issue with traffic.
Yes, he wants to increase the size, of course,
about 85, 75 or 8,500, but seemingly right now, traffic does not seem to be an issue.
Well, it actually is an issue. You find cars parked in the cemetery across the way, clogging up the streets. This is a real problem.
So fundamentally, the fact that it's public property, is that sacrosanct? Is that part of it?
Well, and also, you know, I'm as a taxpayer, I got to say, I'm not keen on subsidizing what's a private business to that extent by any means. I mean, this is if it's a private business that's a profit basis, they should be paying their way themselves, not asking the city to make any kind of financial contribution. And if it is going to be a financial contribution, it has to be a lot less. With control ultimately in the hands of the city. And so far, the only public statement we've seen from Mr. Martin's group is the one in which he asked the city to put in $40 million. And one of the things that was in the report yesterday is that their estimates of what it's going to cost for building a stadium, even of the size that Mr. Martin is talking about, it will range from $116 to about $125 million. And I don't hear Mr. Martin rushing to say that he's happy to pony up that amount of money. If you took even the $40 million that he was saying that he wanted the city to put in, really it should operate something like that on a full cost recovery basis for the city, for the benefit of the taxpayers. Full cost recovery of $40 million over 30 years would mean Mr. Martin would be paying rent of about $100,000 a month. And I don't hear him saying that.
What's he paying now? Do we know?
Oh, yeah. He pays about $3,000 every time there's a game.
That's it.
Sorry?
That's it? $3,000 a game?
Yeah.
Wow. And look, what about this pop-up stadium? It appears to be permanent at this point because it's been a pop-up stadium for years now.
Yeah, what's happened is by stealth, the city has just from year to year put a little money into fixing up the Wanderers grounds. I'm glad they did. But essentially what they're trying to make it look like is without any kind of extensive public consultation or thinking through what it is that the city needs in terms of stadium for sports or performance, they're trying to make it look like an accomplished fact. It isn't. What they've got now is a stadium that can support a variety of sports and sometimes some other kinds of performances, but it doesn't lock us into doing a deal with Mr. Martin by any means.
Yeah, the idea that it could be multi-purpose, you don't buy
well,
that.
So here's the problem: is that we've heard Mr. Martin go hot and cold as to whether he wants grass or he wants turf, and depending on what you've got there, it's going to limit the kind of sports that you can actually play on that. It's not so clear that you're going to be able to play anything except soccer. Are rugby players going to be doing that? Are football players going to be doing that and chewing up the grass or the turf?
Yeah.
And he's switched back and forth from saying he wants the one to the other, and it's not clear. What we need is flexibility.
And in concerts, do you really want a bunch of concert goers stomping around on the turf, right?
Well, it's not just that. That's, of course, big damage. We saw when there were big concerts, like when the Rolling Stones came and they were on the North Common. It took several years to kind of put it back in shape so that people could go back to playing softball. That is a real problem.
Okay, Howard, interesting. Thanks for coming in, and we'll talk again.
Pleasure to see you.
Okay, take care. Howard Epstein of the group Friends of Halifax Common. Interesting stuff. Again, something that perhaps you might want to weigh in on when we open the phone lines in about half an hour's time.